Okay, well, it's 2 or 3 minutes after the hour, so let's get going. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining. I see we have at least good geographical representation, if not representation by numbers. So as you know, I sent out a package of information a few days ago. And I have in today's presentation really just the highlights from that package. Nothing in that package should be a surprise. We've seen it pretty much all before, except for perhaps the charts, which were really just a representation of the numbers that we've looked at before. And ideally what I'd like to do today is just walk through the numbers again. We made some fine-tuning, where we fine-tuned the numbers based on some of the feedback from Durban. Also looked at, just put some scenarios at what happens if you have a band within any given range, as opposed to the way we had presented the information previously, which is essentially a fixed line. And then also have a conversation about some of the proposed process going forward. And while Leslie unfortunately can't join us today, I thought she sent some probably some good points in her email from shortly ago. So I think we should take the opportunity to discuss some of those points. So with that, unless there are any further additions that people would like to add to the agenda, I'll carry on. So I'm going to assume everybody can has the DIGO presentation in front of them, or the presentation on a DIGO in front of them. What you can see here are effectively three lines. The red line reflects the numbers that we have put forward before for each band of domains under management that a given CC has. The red line would indicate the suggested voluntary contribution line that we've all seen before. The green and the blue lines just represent what could be the outer margins if for each band of domains under management we created a band for the voluntary contributions. So effectively we're talking about two separate bands. One for the size of domains under management, and two providing a range for any given point in that domains under management number, which is different than what we have previously looked at, which was just a single point for any given range within the band of domains under management. So I hope that's clear. And really, we just did this more as a thought exercise and to visually depict some of the feedback that we received in Durban around which was, you know, I think twofold. One of the points or one of the themes that was raised was that a fixed point for a given registry size could potentially lead to some what I would call corner cases or potentially perceived odd numbers. So if you're at the top of one range versus the bottom of another, your effective per domain cost might seem upside down or reversed. So we certainly took a look at that, and then we also looked at just the general notion of what if for any given registry size we just created a contribution range, and what might that look like, which is what we've also done here. And I think it's important to take a look at that, what the highs and lows of that band would look like outside the fixed line that we've created, which is the red line. any questions, and feel free to jump in, because you know, this isn't meant to be just a presentation of a fixed information set.
Byron, Eduardo has a question.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Bart. Good morning, everyone. My question is regarding the how's the money going through between the banks in the C and the D number of domains, because as I see there, the higher level in the D ends in $25,000. In the lower level, in the C, begins at $50,000. In all the others, bands from the number of domains, we have that the higher level of the previous one match with the lower level of the next one, except in this one. What is the reason for that?
Well, so that's a fair point. The reason for that is at the end of the day, we're trying to come up with a certain amount of money. And as you know, as I've said before, this is a relatively basic equation, and there's only so many variables we can play with to try to get to the end number. So that's a good point, and I'm pleased that you're paying attention. Let me park that question for a moment, and we'll get to the further slides, and I think that will help illustrate why we end up with something like that, or why I'm suggesting we need to end up with something like that. So did everybody got Eduardo's question? And that's why why between C and D is there a non-trivial jump in the fee between the high-level band of D, which is the smaller registry size, versus the low-level band of C in the larger registry. And that's really the one place where we see that. Anyway, we'll come back to that as we move through. So again, having the highs and low lines here was really more to visualize a thought experiment, if you will, based on some of the suggestions that we create a range for any given registry size as opposed to a fixed contribution point. This is just really to help show that. If we move on and take a look at one of the other slides that we provided, this is another look at it. Same data as you've just seen in a bar chart, but there's two additional elements here. One we've looked at, and it's the three columns on the left, which is effectively what you've just seen in the previous slide but represented a different way in bar chart. And then the three columns to the right, they're two different pictures. The three columns on the left are the high, median, and low scenarios if all CCs, all members paid, which we know is not the case today, but that's kind of the theoretical maximum that this contribution model could generate. And then the three columns on the right are the high, medium, and low scenarios based on the CCs that are actually paying. So let's call it the realistic scenario. So the three on the left are the theoretical maximum scenario, and the three on the right are the realistic scenario.
Byron?
Yes. Go ahead.
This is Roloff. May I suggest that we try to come up with another description of both those things. So let's not call them the registries that are presently paying active CCs, because I think we have those that are quite active but are not paying, and possibly also those that are not very active but are still paying. But I would object to calling the right three scenarios the realistic scenarios, because that suggests that there is already an assumption that those who are presently not paying will continue to not pay. And I wouldn't like to communicate that is something that we accept and that we expect.
Okay.
SIDN fund will not increase her contribution if certain registries that are presently not contributing will not start to contribute. So that makes your so-called realistic scenario rather unrealistic. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one that thinks that way. So this is something that I think we have to communicate, that we feel that we are in it together as a CC community, or at least as the CCTLD or the CCNSO membership.
Okay.
Byron, Peter has a question as well. Peter van Roster.
Go ahead, Peter.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Byron. Yes, I agree with Rudolf, both on the terminology and the qualification as a realistic scenario, but also for a slightly different reason. If now one looks at the six different scenarios and looks at the bottom line, the total, one probably has too high expectations of the expected end results of this exercise, because looking at those scenarios, four of the six scenarios hit the target that we're supposed to hit, which I think is probably too optimistic. One just falls short, and then one is way below by about 1 million. But I'm not sure if that reflects the odds that any of those scenarios will actually take place.
So let me speak to that point, because that was sort of probably the next point I was going to make. And thank you for the feedback on language. I'm certainly open to other language. Within this working group, those two versions, one is just the theoretical max, which is on, if everybody paid, is on the left. And on the right is a depiction of what the rates would look like, or what the contributions would look like, if the currently paying CCs continued under the new regime, just to give us a sense. The green line that runs across the middle of the chart, horizontally, at $3 million. We know that from a numbers perspective, and certainly from a perception perspective, going below that, we will have failed to deliver what we need to deliver. I think ICANN would be disappointed after this process if we could not even reach that number. And I think as a community, we would have to consider anything under that having failed to make forward progress. So while it is a qualitative interpretation of the situation, I have put the green line there to give us a sense of we really need to find a solution that delivers a number over that. Looking at the three columns on the left is interesting data, but not pragmatic in terms of, I think, the expectation, and I respect Roloff's comments, but the expectation that everybody pays is unrealistic. So we have to look at the columns on the right and find a way to take a more, let's call it, pragmatic view of the likely outcomes. Though we are certainly going to try to boost the numbers who are participating, and I expect that this exercise in the end will do that. The key here is how are we going to get over at least the $3 million number, I believe. Sorry, somebody...
Yes, this is Peter.
The
reason why I mentioned it about the unrealistic expectations that might be raised for the four scenarios is not as into tempo with the slide, because I think we all agree that this is the fairest distribution model that we could find, and this is the most realistic projection that we could make. But I'm concerned that if we share this slide publicly, we might be measured against the slide and not against the very likely significant increase from the current contributions to whatever we will contribute in a year's time from now. So my suggestion would basically be not to share this slide publicly. It also solves some of the problems with the wording on it. It could be shared with the ICANN finance staff, of course, to make sure that they have something to base their calculations on. But I wouldn't make this a part of the pack that we will send out to the communities at large.
Hello, Byron. This is Rulof.
So hi, Rulof. Just one second.
Yep.
What I'm presenting here isn't intended. There was no intention that what you see here is what we or what I expect to put out publicly, just to make that clear. What we put out publicly is still a discussion. This is definitely internal working group data for us to get a sense of the art of the possible.
Apologies for a pointless remark then. Sorry, Byron.
No problem, because we're going to definitely come to, later in the agenda, what we want to put out both to our community as well as the broader community. And you know, so I take your point. Let's just we'll park that point and come to it as we talk about later what our messaging will be. But this is for us to really try to get a sense of how do these numbers look and will we achieve the objective. Rulof, go ahead.
Remark was a follow-up of Peter's, so I'll keep that for when we discuss how we will present this.
Okay. But what you can see, so that said, what you can see is the median rate gets us to the number that we've been talking about and working through with ICANN in terms of their view of the expenses associated with our community, which has been pretty well socialized and quite well examined by us over since Toronto, the Toronto meeting, till now, and certainly has had a fair review by Lees and Seeger and Allen. So one of the things that we did here in terms of putting those three lines and those bands on charts for everybody to see is that if we created a range for any given registry size with kind of a high, medium, low, or 2 points, like here's the range, high and low. You know, I think psychologically the expectation would likely be many or most would likely pay out at the low end of the range. And if that happens, then we certainly wouldn't be able to get to the target number. It's unlikely, feel free to argue with me, but I think if we put out a range, the likely scenario is most people pay towards the bottom end of the range, and therefore it makes it very challenging to get to the number. And that's one of the reasons why, and this is a point of discussion, I think that we as a working group should still go forward with having a single data point in terms of a number for each band of registry size. Again, recognizing that it's voluntary and that people can still pay more or less if they choose, but that we give a target. And people can pay as close to or as far away from that target as they choose to. So this is really just data to give us a sense of where all the numbers fall and give a visual depiction of that. And I think if we, this version of the slide actually has the green line at the target rate as opposed to what I consider the floor, which is 3 million. But if we accept the 3.4 million, if we accept the numbers that I kind of come up with, and then that is our target, there are only so many ways to do that, and we see them here. All right, I'll move on to the next slide. Unless there are any further comments. The next slide includes the principles, the basic principles. And I see, I've sent this material, but I also see that it's a little tough to see them all. There we go. And these are the principles that we've distilled over time and much discussion, and I think fairly capture and represent the essence of what we as a working group have been saying. And again, this is certainly open to feedback. It's only been fine-tuned since our last meeting. And I think it probably, right now, as we come into what I hope are the short strokes of this working group's effort, it probably bears actually taking the time to go through them right now. The key point here that we lead with is that ICANN and the CCNSO each recognize the value of the CCTLD community. We recognize the value that each of the CCTLD community and ICANN bring to their relationship. And this is really the key element of around the value exchange. This point sets up that notion of the value exchange model at a sort of a broader philosophical level. And the next point is that we each recognize and acknowledge the value exchange model. And we break it down and acknowledge the specific shared and global value categories, which have been developed cooperatively on the basis to allocate expenditures. The next point goes on to set the floor, acknowledging that this would be a minimum 5-year arrangement. It doesn't set an upper bound, but certainly acknowledges we don't want to open this debate again for at least 5 years. And that the CC community recognizes that ICANN undertakes expenditures that are of direct and specific benefit to the CCNSO, and that we recommend that ICANN be reasonably compensated for those costs. Next is that, consistent with the public interest mandate and not-for-profit status, both of which I think are very important comments to make, ICANN is encouraged to continue its effort to improve its management practices and be cost efficient. Again, I think key points here. And recognize that CCTLDs function in a wide variety of operating environments using differing business and governance models. The CCNSO, through the work of this working group, have provided a banded model for voluntary contribution to ICANN. However, the level of contribution that any CCTLD makes to ICANN should continue to be determined between ICANN and the individual CC manager. Where a CCTLD agrees to initiate payment of contribution or to an increase in contributions, these amounts could be phased in annually over a period of 3 to 5 years. And where a registry is responsible for managing more than one CCTLD, it will have the option of determining its ICANN contribution on the basis of either total domains under management or some of the contributions of the individual CCTLDs. So my sense is, and we, you know, you're certainly not seeing this for the first time. These points have been discussed quite a bit. But I think, based on all the conversations we've had, this document captures the essence of many, many, many conversations that this working group has had and the key points that we need to have in any agreement that we do with ICANN. So this document, as you guys know, has been wordsmithed quite a few times with significant input by, well, certainly everybody on this call, plus others. Are there any further comments on the overall principles here?
Okay, Byron, and I'll just wondering if in the when we are mentioned that the TCNSO has developed a task guidance model for voluntary contributions, and however the level of contributions that any CCPSD registry makes to ICANN should continue to be determined between ICANN and the individual CCPSD manager. Under or on the voluntary basis model. I guess it's, we should repeat in this last statement the topic that is voluntary the contribution. This is a question that I have in the wording of this paragraph, and in the second paragraph. And having clear that I'm not an English naturalized speaker, I was wondering if the right word for the end of the sentence is expenditures or cost. Just because in my understanding, expenditures could imply necessarily that you have to drop off money from your pocket to this. But in most of the cases, or probably in some of the cases, we are talking about cost that doesn't imply that you have to run off money from your pocket. This is my two comments on this slide, which is very good, by the way.
Well, maybe I'll take the first point that you made first, which is on the third last full bullet. So just to be clear, which starts with, the CCNSO has developed the attached banded model for voluntary contributions to ICANN?
Yeah.
Your suggestion is that towards the end of the sentence...
to end of the paragraph, repeat again, under a voluntary basis model. Just end the paragraph repeating that it should be that the final arrangement between ICANN and the individual CCTLD manager should be done under the voluntary basis model.
Okay,
let us
wordsmith that and see if we can strengthen that notion without making it the actual words or the sentence repetitive or redundant. So let us take that away and see if we can finesse that.
Perfect.
This is that notion.
Yep.
There is a good point made that the latter portion was also there as you see it, to reflect that some CCTLDs actually have contracts, and that was to that part of it. So the first part was really to talk about the voluntary nature of it. The second part was to respect the fact that there may be contracts in place that supersede anything we're suggesting. But let us see if we can finesse that a bit to bolster the notion of voluntary, but continue to respect the fact that there are existing contracts which will supersede anything that we do or say here as a principle. Your second point was around the second bullet, and the final word of that bullet, which we've used expenditures, which could, I guess, be taken to be a little broader than costs. I have to admit, as a native English speaker, I wouldn't personally worry about it. I mean, I take your point that cost is crisper and likely to be more narrowly defined. Does anybody have a issue or problem with costs versus expenditures? Okay, let us take a look at putting costs in there to more crisply define it. Any other comments on the principles piece? Okay. Just on the final slide here, this actually indicates the specific revenue bands that are being contemplated. And I think that's what you'll see if we are to try to get to the number that we've worked on in terms of specific shared and global costs. We've added a band to smooth out the curve a little bit, and that was one of the comments that we got. I think there's an underlying, and Eduardo, I see you have your hand up. I'll get to you in 1 second. One of the comments that we received back was the notion that there, through this model, there are differing per domain costs. And I think that that is actually important. We're not trying to get to an equal per domain cost. For two reasons. One is that just puts an impossible burden on the largest registries, I think. And two, we actually have a goal to not produce something that looks, feels, and smells like a domain tax, which that model would. And that's why we have ranges and bands. But recognizing that we do need to try to get to a specific number at the end of the day. Eduardo, go ahead.
I understand. I understand. And now I realize why you are proposing it, and I agree. But I have a question then. If we are going to present, and I understand that this is almost the final slide that we are going to present in the model, why don't we have a suggested voluntary band of contributions too? I'm not clear on that, but I understand that the explanation about the first point. Thank you.
Okay. You know, going back to why for each category, each band here, so for example, let's pick band D, where the band is referring to the registry size of 500,000 to 1 million domain names under management. We don't have a financial band there, really for the reason that I said when we looked at the bar charts, you know, and the concern that if you have a financial band associated with the registry domains under management band, the concern is that we'll never get to the number because human nature will prevail and people will pay at the low end of their band. And that's why we pick the median number in here, which will, if people pay the median, we will get to the numbers. So it's an if-then statement, right? If the median is used, then we will get to the desired end goal number. However, I think there is still enough wiggle room in the wording and in the principles with the words like suggested and voluntary and bands generally used that if people are unable or unwilling to pay that target number, they can still make contributions of amounts that are not the actual specified amount that you see on the table in front of you. So, I mean, there's no doubt, Eduardo and everybody, that we are trying to thread a needle here. And I have no doubt that we will disappoint all sorts of people on various sides of this. On the other hand, after a year and a half of work and thrashing this idea out, I believe that we have come as close as possible with these principles and with these bands to getting to funding what is a reasonable expense associated with us in a way that's as fair as possible given the limited number of variables we have to work with. And that's, you know, that's kind of a summing up statement of why we went with a target number, target financial contribution versus a range there. I hope that answers your question, Eduardo.
Absolutely. But not only my question, it's a question that many people did on the Darwin meeting when we present that. People expect to have an explanation why if you are in the band of 900,000 domains and you are paying $25,000 for the icon, and if you grow in your domain to 1.1 million, you have to increase in three times the contribution that you are doing. It's not just a question that I have for that. It's something that has been expressed on our meeting in Durban by many of the attendees on that CCNSO meeting.
Yeah. And so I agree with, the point you make is true. You can't argue with that fact. On that particular line of questioning, there's two reasons why, you know, for us here in this working group, there's two reasons why that is the way it is. One is the fact of the matter here is that the bands A, B, and C are paying the massive majority of the freight, of the total bill. And even if we changed band D to be higher, which would have its own challenges, and then reduced band C, you know, then we have troubles actually getting to the end number. And that's one of the reasons. The other is we're not trying to make this a consistent per domain charge. In fact, we're doing, in a sense, the opposite while trying to keep it reasonable. We don't want it to be directly equal for everybody. The notion is that as you move higher, as you have more total domains, you will end up having a somewhat lower cost per domain because you're making a very much greater significant actual contribution, but there is some benefit in on a per domain size. In other words, volume gets you a bit of a discount at the top end of each range. So I agree, and we should talk about how we're going to finesse this argument to make the case, but I'm just trying to explain why we have the amounts and the facts that you see here in front of you.
And I agree, and I also agree with the presentation, but the point that I'm trying to do is that make it stronger our position in order to give the enough confidence to the General Assembly of the CCNSO that we took into consideration their points or the observations that they made on Durban. And finally, I agree and I am with you in this proposal, but I am completely sure that we need to be strong when we come back to the CCNSO meeting and to present this, because you were there. You were there and you heard the same things that I heard about a model ideas. But I agree.
Yeah, and Eduardo, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why I want to have this call and probably another one prior to Buenos Aires. You're exactly right. Every point, every argument that we can raise here amongst ourselves and based on our own thoughts as well as what we've heard is important to work through so that the case that we make in Buenos Aires is, to your point, as strong as possible. And this without a doubt will be an exercise in making a tight and rational case that takes into account all of these various elements and arguments that people have raised. So that really is the presentation in terms of the numbers, and coming to a final slide here where, you know, I think we've taken into account a fair amount of this feedback by increasing the number of bands, by smoothing out the contributions overall in spite of the point just raised, but certainly taking into account the point just raised. And to me, the next issue is really going to be around how are we going to present this and what are going to be the key milestones between here and Buenos Aires. I think there's been a couple of good suggestions made today which we'll take away and potentially just finesse one last time the wording and the principles, but also we need to talk about how we are going to prepare the community to have a good discussion in Buenos Aires. And, you know, my goal is to complete this discussion in Buenos Aires, without a doubt. That's my goal here. My sense is that we as a working group will have to have one more call just to make sure we're all comfortable with the wording and also to talk about, how we're going to roll this out. I think there's an opportunity also to have a webinar prior to the Buenos Aires meeting. So to have a large whole CCNSO further debate, it should ideally, hopefully, be more around clarifying questions and issues so that we can come to looking for consensus there so that we can make a recommendation to the council. Now, in terms of an overall trajectory or path to that, do those three milestones or events make sense to the working group? So one more call to reflect on this. You now had my version of walking us through this, so you can have some time to reflect on the comments that have been made, as well as we will put forward another version of this. We will tighten up the package and also put forward a recommended package that would go out to the broader community, because I think Leslie, in her email of this morning, or, well, depending where you are, for me it was this morning, I think Leslie made a few good points, and I'll take those under advisement as I'll put forward a package that's for us, like this one was, to walk through, but then also a proposed package that would be ready to go out, you know, into the wild for everybody to see, that we would be happy or certainly we would not be concerned to put this package out regardless of the audience that it ends up in front of. And I think I'll take into account some of Leslie's comments about taking the background a little further back than Nairobi. I mean, that's a good point. Nairobi was certainly the catalyst that has kicked off this 2+ years of work, but this issue certainly has history prior to that, and we'll add that in. Any other comment or feedback? Does that make sense that we'll have one more call, have the proposed final package, a little bit of wordsmithing, so we can all get comfortable with it? Then we'll have a webinar for community members so that we can walk through it with community members, with the goal that when we get to Buenos Aires, it will be more a discussion of clarification and understanding as opposed to argument and debate, hopefully.
Sounds like a plan, Byron.
Okay. And my goal is in that meeting that we will ask for the green cards, and with that, the working group will have the opinion of the community that we can go forward and recommend this to the council. I would also ask along the way, each of us has our own networks. While I know that as operators of CCs, all of you have very busy schedules and full dance cards, but I would also ask all of you as ambassadors of this process to reach out to your communities, to socialize it, to explain it, not to rationalize it because that sounds negative, but to help people understand that given all of the feedback, given the limited number of variables we have to play with, this is the most reasonable path forward. And it puts this issue to bed for this whole community for a reasonably lengthy period of time, which I'm sure everybody on this working group would be happy to have.
Byron, Mary has her hand up.
Oh, sorry, my screen is dark. Mary, go ahead. Mary, if you're talking, you're still on mute. We cannot hear you. Mary, your hand is up, but we can't hear anything from you. So in the interim, while Mary gets ready to speak, Peter, you want to go ahead?
Sure. Thanks, Barry. So next week, in 2 weeks' time, we have our General Assembly here in Brussels. And I've made this one available for a CCNSO update. I understand that, Bart, you will not be joining us, right?
No, unfortunately, I can't.
I think it would be a good opportunity to present this to the central community as well. And you will be reaching people that typically are not active as in participating in IT meetings, but that are CCNSO members. But I'm not sure if it would be a good idea to have Nigel Hickson present this.
No, I will not include it in the slides.
Okay. It might be an idea to ask Leslie to share a word or two about this. I'll leave that up to you, but it's just as an offer. I'm happy to make... 10 or 15 minutes available for this discussion. But let me know in advance, as soon as possible. Thanks.
Okay, that's actually very helpful, Peter. Let me think about that, and I will get back to you very shortly. Let me ask, Roloff, are you going to the GA?
Yes, I am.
Depending... If we elected to do something, would you be open to doing that presentation?
I cannot commit to that yet because it depends very much on how my program is.
Okay.
So, but since Seeger is also, I think he's also going there, and we're both finance working group, one of us should be able to do that.
Okay, and I'm not committing us as a working group to doing that yet, nor am I committing you. I just want to know if you or Seeger are open to that possibility, and I will also mention it to Leslie.
Okay, we will.
Let me think about how that fits into the overall path forward first. Okay.
Okay.
Eduardo, your hand is up here.
Oh, sorry. I always sorry for that.
Okay. All right. Any final comments?
Hey, Byron, I don't know if I missed here, but are we still proposing or including in the proposed a smooth transition process between the current contributions model to ICANN to the new this new proposed band model?
Yes, I think that from my perspective, I think we included in one of the principles where we speak to, let me just bring you back up to it.
I miss it.
In the principles, in the second last main bullet point, where we, it starts with where a CC agrees to initiate payment.
Oh, yes, sorry, I missed it. Yes, there is it. Yes, sorry.
So I think that people have a fair amount of time to ramp into the new process. I think we've got it covered there.
Yeah, sorry, I missed it.
Okay, with that, I'm going to call this meeting to a close. Thank you for your feedback. It continues to strengthen the overall presentation. And we will turn this around, get it back to you, and schedule the next meeting. And Peter, I will follow up with you, if not by the end of the day, very early next week. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Have a good time.
Thank you, Byron.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.